community organizations stepped in and pivoted at the start of the pandemic in really deep and profound ways to meet the needs of their communities. You know, they set up buses with Wi-Fi so that kids in areas of California that literally couldn't connect to school online, you know, would be able to do so. In some cases, they took money of their own that they'd allocated for their own work and got it out to actual residents in their community who were, you know, losing their jobs and extremely, you know, thrown into an extremely unstable situation. You know, they made sure that local governments were setting up workable online systems for community members to be able to weigh in on public processes. I mean, there's just so much that happened. And so we really want to see governments start to fund differently when it comes to community-based organizations and think of them as the broader fabric and infrastructure that really do a lot of the day-to-day work of linking government with community and of providing, you know, services and supports to communities.